You're listening to Wine on the Vine with Lisa Mayaka, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday. Welcome back. Welcome to Wine on the Vine. I am your host for another hour of shameless storytelling, Lisa Mayaka. And thank you so much for joining us. I am tickled today. I say that every week, I know, but tickled has a little bit different meaning this week because I have some TikTok tales for you. This week's theme is social media, the story according to Lisa Mayaka. And so if you are one of my children listening, I doubt you are, they would all be laughing their butts off because when my flip phone was replaced by this Truly, they all looked at me and said, mama, you're not smart enough for a smartphone. And what they meant was, I think, I have plenty of smarts, but I'm not savvy enough to navigate all things that social media has to offer. And so for this to be the theme of my third show, they would probably find hilarious. But it's not about them today. But I think this is the story. I think social media is the story of the decade, perhaps the century. And so today I want to invite you into this storytelling realm. I trust you're going to be enthralled by our guests, which I'll bring on eventually. Today we're kind of shifting gears. I've got some, I have some kiddos coming on and two 11-year-olds that from November to January somehow landed 13,500 followers. So just hold that thought and we'll get to there in a moment. But first, I want to give a shout out to Columbia. I want to give a shout out to all the relatives of Aleida Mercia that watched us last week because y'all are precious. There were hundreds of you, if not thousands. I took Aleida out after the show and I couldn't talk to her for the next 2 hours because her WhatsApp app blew up with all of these relatives calling and saying things like, "You're famous! Great job! We love you! Thank you!" And it was so much fun to have that type of feedback. And I know that Aleida was so excited to tell her story. And I was thrilled to have her on. And I think LA Talk Radio might have garnered some following from a whole nother country. So this week, you know, we're looking a little bit different direction, but I don't want to do that without first giving thanks. And so storytelling, as some of you know, is about what happens to us. Wine, W-H-I-N-E on the vine, is about what's happened to us. And so in the last week, I have had my share of social media snafus. And I'm here to tell you about a couple of them. So I had to hire a 16-year-old to help me figure out Instagram and Facebook I kind of know, but like I don't know all, and to navigate Google Forms, and we did a survey. We'll talk about that in a moment. So this has been a very interesting week with regards to social media. But here we are on a social media platform. Whether you're in your car listening to the app, or you're online at LA Talk Radio, or you're watching, I know my friend Heidi in Ohio, shout out, is listening or watching live in her living room. She has Lisa Mayaka on the big screen, and she probably is critiquing my eyelashes and lip gloss and all of that. But this is the way the world is working right now. So whether we like it or not, social media is the story. And whether we want to engage in that story or not, some of us are left with little choice. If we're parents and we got kids, social media is completely relevant to our existence in the world with our kids. It is occupying their time. And some of us think that's not okay. Some of us want to know what's it all about, but we don't really want to know what that's all about. So today I'm here to tell the social media story from my perspective. I have a little bit of a timeline because I am a researcher, believe it or not. That is my heart, my passion. I love to talk, but when you all go home and the cameras go down and the eyelashes come off, I go dig up some research and I do some reading and some calculating. And I am actually studying research at the Claremont Graduate University. And my professors and colleagues might not be totally thrilled today with what I have to put forth, but I have brought you some statistics that are validated. I have also conducted my own research, random, not randomized, but random. And so we're gonna talk about that. But do you know that social media really got its start back in 1978? I mean, I was in school. I was in elementary school, and bulletin board system launched. And by 1997, Google.com was finding its first footing. Blogger, does anyone remember Blogger? All right. Facebook. I remember getting the email from my brother. I'm one of 8 children. There's only one brother. The rest of us are female. Yeah, don't feel sorry for him. And he has always been on the forefront of all things social media. And he said, sisters, like this is the next thing. And since we don't live together closely and you all have families, Facebook is like the connecting mechanism by which we can see pictures, stay in touch, be involved in each other's lives. Like that was back in 2004. He was onto something, right? Then we had Clout, Instagram, Twitter, Vine. Does anyone remember Vine? Vine is probably TikTok now. I'm going to ask my guests in a few minutes. Anywho, Bubbly. I thought Bubbly was only what I drank on Sundays with orange juice, but apparently that is a social media platform that launched in the UK back in 2013. And then we move on to Twitter. Periscope. Does anyone remember Periscope? Okay, so I conducted my own little survey, and my sweet 16-year-old that's helping me out in this whole new venture helped with a Google Forms, and we put some questions out there on Instagram and Facebook, and we asked our general audience 2 questions. We asked them, what's your favorite social media platform? And in what age group do you fall? And the options were 10 to 16 years old, 17 to 25, 26 to 35, and then 46 and up. So despite the fact that we did not use TikTok to ask these questions, the results, all 135 of them, pretty good sampling size, 137, 46.7% of respondents say TikTok is their favorite social media. And I didn't even ask it on that platform, nor did I ask which one do you use the most. I just asked, what's your favorite social media platform? 28.5% of respondents said Facebook. 11.7% said Instagram. And then we kind of had a fill in the, like nobody said Twitter. I think one person said Twitter. And then we had people fill in the blank with Snapchat, Parler, and some other less followed ones. What was interesting to me is that while Facebook was only 28.5% of the favorite, when I look at my social media statistics for 2021, now, mind you, these are probably garnered from all adult respondents. It says that Facebook is the most popular social media platform. So, of course, Wine on the Vine is on Facebook. You can go there today. You might be on there right now watching this show live. That is the way that I'm conducting our business, because this also says that 73% of marketers believe that social media has been very effective for their business. So, you know, if you want to do business in today's market, you really can't avoid the whole social media story. And so we're here to tell that story. So I'm telling it to you from my limited 40-something perspective. But my guests today are going to tell it from a much different perspective. And I feel like we need to hear what they have to say. Just before we get there, let me tell you one more little social media story from this week. So a couple of days ago, I was phoning a friend in Ohio. Yeah, we were just talking on the phone, because you can still just talk on the phone. You don't have to see anyone or post a thing. You can just talk on the phone still. Like, that's still viable means of communication, despite what social media says. But while we were talking, I got this little interruption on my phone, and it said, one of my sons was live on Facebook. And I was like, oh, I didn't know my son did anything live on Facebook. I thought, what's he doing? Has he launched a business? Is he going to show me, I don't know, a proposal? I mean, like, what's he doing on Facebook live? And I said to my girlfriend in Ohio, I'm like, time out. I need to see what this Facebook Live is all about. So I go to Facebook Live, and I'm one of four followers at the moment. And all I saw was a black screen. And I heard like, and saw nothing. And then a moment after that, I saw like the light of day and my son's knee. And I thought, he doesn't know. He doesn't know he's Facebook Live. So I hurried up and called him, and I'm like, you're Facebook Live right now. And he was just like, he goes, oh, phone's in my pocket. So that stuff happens. Like this social media stuff is, I mean, how many of you this year in the pandemic have been on a Zoom call where somebody's mute button was not clicked, and you heard like all the family domestic violence that had been occurring? Or worse, their like video was on and they weren't ready to go live, and they were still getting dressed for the morning. Like, it's a thing. Which brings us to this moment. So the pandemic has offered us a lot of challenges. My first show was about being angry at God. I have spent a year in that way because of the pandemic. Last week was a little bit different, but the pandemic presented my guests with an opportunity to move forward in a different way. This week, the pandemic has also influenced our topic, as well as what our guests did in these moments. So there are core longings that you and I and every human being have, right? We all have the longing to be known, our identity. We have the core longing to belong to a people or a group and know to whom those people are, right? That trust. We have these core longings to be heard and to have a purpose in life and to have competence in some arena and to go forth and make something of ourselves. And the pandemic has put a squash on so many of those core longings. But social media has given us a platform, many platforms, to stay connected. And some psychologists and therapists and parents and people groups have argued that social media is not the best platform connecting platform. But I beg of you, what else have we had in the last year? And so my guests today have taken what has been left from the pandemic, and they have made themselves quite the connecting opportunity. And I am thrilled today to introduce you to Sarah and Yami, two TikTokers that over the course of the last few months have built quite a platform. They're paying attention. They're on cue. Hi.
Hi.
Sarah.
Hi.
Yami. Welcome to Wine on the Vine. Are you, do you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay. So big news. They're TikTokers, right? But their whole platform has done nothing but like, well, they'll tell you. This is their big face reveal. And this is the first time they've been on video. And I am just so excited and honored that you would come on the show today. So why are you here?
To tell our story.
What's your story?
About how we became sort of, I guess, famous. like kind of like influencers.
You're influencers. Not influencers.
Really. Not really.
No, that's a big word. I was doing some research the other day about my stuff, and I've identified Wine on the Vine as a brand. And when I was looking at what that means, I came across this word influencers. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to be a brand. I want to be an influencer. So what's an influencer?
Someone who's not really like super famous or celebrity.
Someone who's not super famous or celebrity.
It's mostly influencers are mostly off social media. It's not like they're singers. Like singers are celebrities, but influencers are mostly off of social media.
So who are you influencing?
Maybe young kids or people who are interested in doing nails.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what they're all about. So you're all about nails. Can we do a little show and tell? Okay, so you're 11. 11?
Yes.
11. 11 going on 30, 40, I don't know. But so you're 11. And so are there other 11-year-olds out there that care about nails? Who's your audience?
Probably like 8 to 15-year-olds.
Okay, so how did this all happen? Tell me your story.
One night we were having like a sleepover, and like we've always seen like these like kids art around our age, like show like nails on their videos, and you're like, this is really cool.
Like they make accounts to post content about nails.
Oh, okay. Wait. Time out. How are you related?
Yes.
How are you related?
Cousins.
Okay. So cousins were spending the night, and what, you were just bored?
Yeah, because we've always been into nails, and we were kind of thinking about maybe starting an account, and then that day we just wanted to go through with it.
So what, you've been into nails? What does that mean? I mean, we all have nails. I bit my nails when I was 11 years old.
Like, we've always been, liking to do nails. Like painting our nails, like doing different designs on our nails. All of that.
Okay, and?
And so we've been liking them since we were like 9. We've always like had this interest for nails. And so after we've gone on social media, we've seen even more people do nails.
So what do you mean you've gone on social media? So what? First of all, you're allowed to go on social media?
Yes.
Says who?
Our parents.
Okay. Do they look on your social media accounts?
Yes. Both of our parents have our accounts logged into their phone.
Ah, okay. All right. So you've got parental permission. How did you even know about social media? Like, how did you even know about accounts?
Like ads.
I'm louder.
Like ads. On like games that we used to play as kids, we would see ads for like TikTok and different social medias.
And like, it looks pretty cool, so like, why not try it?
And so when you explained this to your mom and dad or your parents, did you say, we want to make a TikTok account?
Yes.
Because if my 9-year-old or 10-year-old or 11-year-old came to me and said, Mom, I want to make a TikTok account, I would have been like, I don't know what that is. No.
So we explained to them basically what it was and what you could do and what you see on there and like what we wanted to do on it.
And what did you see on there and what did you want to do on it?
Like we just wanted to like post things because it looked fun and like everything that we saw on there looked fun to do.
Okay, so it looked fun to do. And so would you use a phone, a camera, a video recorder?
I used my mom's phone. And I had like an old I had an old phone that used to be my dad's.
When did you start all this?
Like getting into nails or like social
media? No, social media.
I think I was about to turn 10. I was 10.
How old are you today?
11. So I was like 9, but I was going to turn 10 soon.
I need a moment, folks. Like, one, I'm thinking back to when I was 10. And two, I'm thinking back to when my kids were 10. One, we still had landlines. You know, phones weren't a thing. Internet wasn't even, we were barely into the computer age. I'm totally dating myself. Your parents must trust you or what?
Yeah. They trust us a lot because they know that we won't be like influenced because we're like really innocent.
So you're innocent, but you want to be influencers.
Yeah. They know if we ever saw something bad that we wouldn't like, if it's a bad word or something, we wouldn't repeat it.
Oh. Well, then I have to watch my mouth. Okay. So when did you start your TikTok account and why?
The nail one?
Yeah. Oh, wait. There's more?
Yeah, we have accounts that are like ours. Like
Okay. We're not talking about those today, right? Like we agreed this was about your nail account.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So we started our nail account in like November, like early November.
2020?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Because like we only saw like people doing nails. During quarantine, we got even more into nails. We bought stuff like more nail polish and more things to do nails.
And we like discovered like other types of like nail stuff, like acrylics, dip,
like all different types of ways to do nails.
Acrylic and dip. Like you're discovering these things on your own. You're going to YouTube. Like what? How do you discover this
on
in quarantine?
Social media, we just see it come across.
Okay.
Like it's just there.
We're like, what is this? And like we do more research and like we see what it is and we're like, this looks pretty easy and cool, why not try it?
Okay. So I have so many questions. I feel like I need a notepad because I'm about to learn something. So TikTok. 60 second videos or less. It came from Vine.
Yeah.
It used to be Vine.
And then it was Musical.ly.
Musical.ly. That was a thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And then it became TikTok.
Yeah. It just kept like updating and all that.
So what does that mean, updating?
Like a newer version of it.
Okay. Has it always stayed the same? Has it always been 60 seconds of video?
No. I don't know a lot about Musical.ly and Vine, but I know that that's what it used to be.
Yeah, because we never like had Vine or Musical.ly.
Because you were born then.
Yeah.
Or not.
Like when we were very little. Yeah, we were like little kids. We were like 5.
All right. So TikTok, and you understand how it works because you've been following it and following other people.
Yes.
So what makes you think you have any reason to launch your own thing?
Like we were always into nails.
Thing's the only word I can think of.
Like we always saw like these nail businesses and we were like, well, we think we're good at nails. Why not make like a business? We wanted to show people like what we could do, and we also wanted to like we could get advice from them too, from people who are more experienced.
So how do you go find these people?
They find us.
What? Okay, tell me more.
So when you post videos, it goes to this thing called a For You page, and basically, let's just say you're interested in nails or something, mm-hmm. then all over your For You page, because it's for you, it's content that you want to see. So they could come across our nail account and be like, oh, maybe I can help these little girls out if you're, like, experienced.
Do they know your little girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do they know that?
By, like, our voice, small hands.
Yeah, you can tell
by our voice and our small hands. And we've said it when on TikTok, in order to go live, you have to have 1,000 followers. And so the very first time we hit 1,000 followers, we went live and we revealed our age on live.
Yeah, and that's how we got famous.
Yeah, okay. Kind of. So, you lost me. I'm not savvy to TikTok. So, okay. You went live after you had 1,000 followers. How'd you get 1,000 followers?
Well, a lot of people, I guess, like, that are interested in TNLs, like, seeing.
So you just kept posting, like, 60-second videos?
Our very first two videos were just introduction on the content that was going to be posted. And those, for no reason, they just, like, went viral, and everybody started liking them, and, like, and the views went up,
like,
and then we started getting followers.
But that night, we were on FaceTime, and she left. And we're like, oh my gosh, we have this many followers, and we just kept refreshing.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh gosh, we have this many followers.
Did you tell your parents?
Yeah. They were really like,
we asked them for permission to make the account.
You said that, but did you tell them that you were garnering this huge following?
Yeah. We told them that we're like.
And they were okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we get 1,000, and what can you do with 1,000?
You can go live.
What does that mean?
That it's kind of like this, like you go live and people can comment.
We're live and we have comments right here. Yeah. Do you see, girls?
People
are commenting.
Yeah, and then when we went live, we kind of, because when we hit 1,000, it was only had been like a week. And
we
just
like
gained all these.
Because we actually didn't think we would get a lot of like followers.
We thought we were only going to have like 100 followers.
And you didn't go find these people. You didn't go knock on their doors and say, hey.
No, they just saw
their
videos.
Do you want meals like this?
They just saw our videos and followed us.
Now, do you know who these people are?
No.
Are they all creepy people?
No, they're mostly just young kids.
How do you know that?
Because once they follow you, you can see like blah, blah, blah followed you, and you can press their account and see what they post.
Okay, so do you and your parents do that?
Mostly just us.
Okay, have your parents or you ever been worried about anyone that's followed you? Because this is Mama Lisa asking questions. This is social worker Lisa asking questions. And I'm guessing that some of my audience out there is kind of freaking out because their 11-year-olds are probably at home wanting to totally blow up TikTok or have, and they've done it on the down low because mom and dad said, hell no. So your parents said, okay. But they stayed involved.
Yes.
Okay.
But they don't really check like the following. We mostly do that
because we don't show our faces, and so that's why they let us have like this big following and have it public, because our faces weren't being revealed, our names weren't being revealed, so no one knew who we were.
Yeah.
But you're on my show with your faces.
But no one knows the account name.
Aha! See? Savvy. Okay. And why are you on my show today?
To talk about social media and kind of how we've gained such a following.
And why would you want to come and tell people the story?
To kind of explain maybe to parents more about TikTok and different social media platforms and the good and bad sides, because there's obviously bad things, but there's also really good things.
Tell me the good things. Tell me what are the good things from your perspective, Sarah?
I saw a lot of, like, I got a lot of inspiration from there. Like, you can see, like, crafts, room decor, like, different, like, styles. You can see so many different things on there. You can learn dances.
Yeah. Overall, it's, like, really fun, and a lot of people give you tips, inspire you.
It's also really funny, too. Some people post, like, comedy.
Yeah. Like, sometimes memes and all of that.
Do your parents have any parameters on what you can look at on the platform, or can you see anything you want to see?
You can see anything, but they can see the videos we like.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have your own phones?
Yes.
Okay. Have you made any money doing this yet?
We've made like $3.
All right. What'd you do with the $3?
Nothing yet.
Where is the $3?
It's still in like our account because there's this thing called a creator fund.
Okay.
And after you hit 10,000 followers, you can join the creator fund.
Okay.
And so
every, like 1,000 views, you can get
like 1 cent. It's not really a lot.
1 cent, like a couple cents.
Who's paying you? TikTok.
Yeah.
Huh. And then what happens? What's the next like level? Because $3, I mean, I don't even know if that gets you.
Yeah.
Does it get you an ice cream cone anymore? It doesn't get me a gallon of gas.
If you're, like, really famous, then you're obviously going to get a lot more views. And the more views is the more money.
Okay, so what's really famous on TikTok? Like, what? How big would you have to get on I need to write this down.
Probably like comedy or like.
Well, like how many? Like how many people would I have to have following me in order to like be famous? Like, when will you girls be famous? Are you famous right now? Because you're on my show.
Depends. It kind of. It kind of depends. Like it kind of depends on like not really your following because a lot of people might not know you. So like you have to be like a well-known person, and usually like.
Yeah,
okay, so what's the difference between being a follower and an active follower?
A follower, you just follow them. An active follower, you're always seeing their videos.
Okay. I'm gonna pretend like I know what you just said.
So like a follower, you probably
now they're laughing
your follower, you probably only see their videos, like the creator's videos, like once in a while. An active follower, you're like always seeing their videos.
Okay, so like every day you're like, oh yeah, what do they have posted
like you
today?
Always, yeah, like go to their page, you like follow, share, comment, all that stuff. That's like when you're active.
All right. I think I understand. Show me your nails. Show them your nails. All right, whose nails are real? Whose nails are fake? For those of you watching,
they're both fake.
What about mine?
They're acrylic.
Oh, how did you know? How can you tell?
You can tell because it has like, it's a little bit like thicker, and also it's not all the way at the cuticle.
Man, I thought I could get away with this. And so yours aren't acrylic.
No, mine are.
Wait, let me see.
You can stick them on. Yeah. But if they fall off, you can glue them back on.
This is a story. This is a whole different story. And so, oh my gosh, I have so many questions. What have you not told me that you want to tell me? Is there a $1 million club here? Like, if you get, or a million follower club? Like, what happens when you hit a million?
You can get verified.
Who can get verified?
Well, your account. Yeah, like your account, but like TikTok, sometimes you hit like a million and like they don't like verify you. I guess you have to be like a well-known person.
And you have to like you have to kind of be famous and everyone's talking about you.
Yeah.
So what does that look like to the two of you? Yami, Sarah? You tell me what I mean. Like, what does famous look like to you? What would that mean to you? Would that mean you can... You have your own like TV show. You drop out of school.
Famous is kind of like everybody's talking about you
and you're active people. Like
you have a big following.
Like you're always getting notifications that people are liking your videos or following you.
Like at least every second or minute.
Every second or minute. Okay, how are you gonna know that's happening?
Get notifications on your phone.
Yeah.
So wait, you guys go to school? Yes.
Yes.
Are you allowed to have your phone where you get notifications all this? I mean, I'm looking at my notifications right now. I can see, look at all these people that are watching us right now. I actually know some of them. Look, these girls are very creative. What does that do for you? Like, what are you going to do? Drop your math studies and go do nails?
It's not like we're like super, super famous.
At first we were getting like notifications every minute.
Okay.
A lot.
Like 99.
Okay, so what are you gonna do next? What's next?
We want to start like making lip gloss and like selling it.
Yeah, maybe like starting a business.
Yeah.
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you know how to do that?
Because we've seen a lot of other people do it.
And YouTube. Like a lot of people like are really successful with lip gloss and we also really like it.
There's a lot of like businesses, small businesses that are still really successful. And it's just like on different type of websites and stuff.
So social media has introduced you to all of these ideas. Do I hear that right?
Yes.
Do you go to a salon anymore and get nails done?
The only time I do that is if I'm going like for my birthday or something.
Yeah.
Okay, like a special event where mom takes you and now you have to wear masks and be really cautious. Do you think that this would have been as successful if we were in a pandemic?
Probably not, because a lot of people
like really like going on social media because of like ideas.
Because they have nothing to do too. Yeah. Like they don't have to go to work or anything. Yeah, so they can just like be on social media all day.
Yeah, and like they can like see things that inspire them to do when they're bored. Because when I was bored before and I searched up on YouTube things to do, I didn't find a lot.
You didn't find a lot at all, or didn't find anything that interested you?
Well, I found a little bit that interested me, but I didn't feel like doing it. But when I came to like TikTok, a lot of things came up on my For You page. Like, where people were like, do tie-dye, and you're bored, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is cool. And then I ordered a kit on Amazon, and it was actually really fun.
So when you signed on to TikTok, you told them things that you were interested in.
Yeah, and now you get categories, like comedy, makeup, nails.
The world is so different now than it was in my day. I have to go to the library. Do you know what a card catalog is? Do you know what a library is?
Yeah.
Do you know what a map is?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's a map?
Like, it shows places to go. Yeah.
It's a piece of paper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You've seen a map.
Yes.
Have you ever used a map to get somewhere?
Yes.
Oh!
Only like amusement parks.
Okay. All right. What would you do with your life right now? I want you both to close your eyes for a second. And I want you to tell me the story of what you think you would be doing with your life if there was no such thing as social media. Let's close your eyes. Just pretend.
I'd probably be doing a lot of more schoolwork.
Like
I'd probably be maybe getting into like after school programs or stuff like that.
Well, which we used to be in after school things, but like
not anymore because there's COVID.
Okay. Have you had COVID yet? Either one of you?
Yeah.
Both
of us.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we were asymptomatic.
Okay, but you got tested and found out that you were positive. My goodness, these girls have lived. And they're still like, oh my goodness, you're doing so many interesting things. I think I want to ask you a question, but I don't want to offend you. So feel free to go, Lisa. No. What was the last book you read, Sarah?
Dork Diaries.
Yummy.
Dork Diaries. It's one of my favorite books.
We're interested in a lot of the same things.
Yeah, I would think you two are twins if I didn't know that you were cousins. You're clearly close.
We have a lot of things in common, which is why we're also very close.
Yeah, we've done so many, our whole lives, we've always been super close. Yeah.
So I talked to these gals before today, of course, to prepare for the show. But one thing that I found very interesting is they both have brothers. Do your brothers even know you're on the show today?
Mine does. Hers don't.
Okay. Why not, Yummy?
Well, they might want to make fun of me or something.
Are they older or younger?
Older.
Why would they make fun of you?
Because
you're a star.
They probably will try to get me out of this or something.
Out of social media.
Yeah. They're a little bit trolling.
And where does that come from? What do you think?
Like family members or
are they worried for you? Are they being protective?
They're more being protective, but a little bit over the top.
Okay. And your brothers are okay? They know it?
I have one brother. And he definitely is a little bit protective, but he's definitely more chill with social media. Because her brothers are really worried and
overprotective.
And they watch her every move.
Okay. All right. So I got to ask them really quick and dirty questions. I have to know. This is just I haven't interviewed 11-year-olds in a long time. I haven't had my own 11-year-olds in a long time. So who's your favorite musical artist? Yummy?
I don't think I have one.
What? Okay, top two.
Singer?
Singer? Musician of any kind?
Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Ariana or Olivia Rodrigo.
I don't even know who that is. Do I need to Google her?
She's an actress and
Okay. All right. Favorite TV show or Netflix or whatever?
Austin and Ally and Shake It Up.
And?
Victorious and Stranger Things.
And favorite social media platform?
TikTok.
Is that because you're big?
No, it's actually really interesting.
Why?
You also learn a lot from it.
It's really funny. It's kind of at first, it was more Vine when it first came out. But now, you can learn a lot of different things like crafts and DIYs and dances. It's more on like more dances now.
You learn them, or you just watch people and you laugh.
No, you learn them, and but it's like it's not
in
like,
60 seconds you can learn a dance.
But they're not like super hard. It's more stuff with like your hands.
Dancing with your hands?
Like with your arms.
Okay. I gotta get on TV. Oh, I am. So as of 2 days ago, my 16-year-old guru, Kaylin, put me on TikTok. So look out, world. Wine on the Vine may go really viral next with some TikTok shenanigans. So what questions do you have for me?
What do you want to do on TikTok?
Ooh, what do I want to do? Like if I had my own account?
Yeah.
Not dancing and not singing. Storytelling. I would love, so I have done, now we're doing storytelling in a 50-minute session. I have done storytelling on a stage where I've been given an 8 or 9 minute limit. So I have a theme and I have to tell a whole story in like 9 minutes and then I'm off the stage. And I think a 60-second storytelling format
is a lot of people do that. The
best challenge ever. Yeah. Like, you know, you have to drive it down to something that's either funny or sad or something. You tell a whole story in 60 seconds. That's what I want to do.
Or they call it story times, so like something that happened to them or something.
Yeah. Story times?
Yeah, story times.
So all right. Like, I'm going to hand these girls my phone. They're going to, okay, so how do I do this? What do I do next? I have an account, so how do I, like?
You can, like, post like these. You can post short clips of this. Yeah.
Like, so this right here, the 60 seconds that we're talking about this right now, we would go put that on.
Yeah, but only like probably after when it's like posted on Facebook, you can save it to like your camera roll and they can upload it. And like what you can do is like the most interesting parts, like the most interesting parts of the whole entire show, you can post it so people want to see it. Like, oh, that looks interesting.
Yeah. Stay tuned, audience. Next week, Wine on the Vine is going TikToking. I love it. Any other questions you have for me?
If you were to sell anything, what would it be?
You mean something that I made or did?
Something doing.
My writing. I'm working on a book and I've sold some short stories. I would want to sell my stories.
Books.
However those stories are, I mean, I sell them every week when we sit here and talk. I sell them on my blog when people subscribe. And yeah, like books, eventually. Books take a long time to write.
Yeah.
They're a lot of work. But yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Yeah, nothing. I don't think I have anything else to sell.
If you get really popular, you can sell merchandise.
When I get really popular.
So like when people are like
active. Like what, Lisa Miyaka hats? Lisa Miyaka bracelets?
Like Wine on the Vine. Like
Wine on the Vine shirts. Oh, girls. Okay. I have found my marketing crew right here. Let me look at the time because I think our time is almost up, but it has been an absolute treat having you both here. You're both just very brave. I'm a huge fan of brave souls. I remember being your age, and I remember having all kinds of visions in my head, ideas of what I wanted to do when I grew up, and opportunities that I thought I could try my hands at. And I love that your parents are alongside of you, but letting you kind of venture into this great unknown and do something really creative in a world that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But they're letting you do it, and they're letting you do it on your own, right? Like they don't tell you what color your nails need to be or how long they need to be or what you're, no, that's all you, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just keeping you safe.
Yeah.
What a story. People, what a story. Thank you so much. Hang tight. Stay right here. I'm going to wind up the show, but you can sit here with me.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
I love the energy that comes from youth. And I am so grateful for all of you who have paid attention today, I took notes because I don't know what I'm doing. I have no clue when it comes to all this social media stuff. And I'm grateful that their parents have allowed them to come on. I want to give a little bit of a disclosure here. They have signed off on the fact that their kids were here today. For the kids' privacy, we, of course, have only used their first names. But my goodness, we don't know it all, people. Our youth have so much to give and so much to offer. And if we will just sit back and listen to a story from time to time, we might just learn a thing or two. I want to close today's show with a little bit of a quote. I've been reading this fabulous book recommended by a friend. And those of you that know me and know the storytelling format are very familiar with the Moth Podcast, right? It's been around for a long time. This is by one of its most prolific performers on the stage, Matthew Dix. But I'm going to quote from the Moth's host, Dan Kennedy, who says this: Storytelling helps you realize that the biggest, scariest, most painful, or regretful things in your head get small and surmountable when you share them with 2, 3, 20, 3,000, or 13,500 people. So these sweet girls thought, we're bored. Maybe somebody out there wants to know what to do with their time in the pandemic. Let's just show them how we do our nails, how we're passing our time, doing a very innocent and very pro-female, pro-beauty, just a very proactive thing. And look at them now, right? And so they got to tell their story on TikTok. They've got to tell their story on LA Talk Radio. And I invite you to open yourself up to tell your story in whatever forum and format comes your way. And again, I want to thank you so, so much for your time today. I look forward to seeing you again next Thursday. We have a whole different ballgame next Thursday. No kids, all adults, and a very different subject. But you'll have to follow me on Instagram at Wine on the Vine. Follow me on wineonthevine.com. Please go to all these social media forums and follow us and see what's coming next. I'm going to kick it back to the studio now, and thank you so, so much. Have a wonderful Thursday, everybody. Say bye, girls.
Bye.
We're famous now. Say we're famous now.
You're listening to Wine on the Vine with Lisa Mayaka, only on LA Talk Radio.